Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your tits, Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday, happy weekend. I am here again with another weekend chat. Hello to everyone here on YouTube who can see me. The lighting in my apartment is so weird this morning, and as you can see right now, the light is hitting me like just right across my eyes, and it's like there's a shadow here, but when I move, do you see these weird, I don't know how, I'm trying to figure it out, and I can't figure it out, but it reminds me of that gif of the mom from the Addams Family where she's like in the doorway, and there's just that little like cast glow of light on her eyes, and she's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like that, that's what I feel like. It's just, it's like this glow that's just, I really can't figure it out at all. But whatever, it doesn't matter because some of you are listening on podcasts and you can't even see me, so it doesn't matter. So I was like, whatever. I don't hate it. So I've got my Hue lights in the background to just add some light. Hue strip, and then I've got the Hue Goes, not sponsored, but someone did ask about, I had these Halloween lights in my Instagram story last weekend, which I'm going to chat about that because she let her hair down last weekend and it was worth every penny and moment and hangover. And I have these Hue lights. And so you can see I can switch them from bright sunlight to Halloween, to Arctic, to dim, to okay, this is, we're done here. Sorry. Sorry, everyone listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify who doesn't see what I'm doing right now. Anyway, so this week I'm going to run through, I have a list because there's a couple just quick things I wanted to chat about. And then we're going to talk about announcements, girl. The big one being Britney's announcement yesterday, which I woke up, well, I'll get there when I get there. Let me just run through some quick updates first. So, am I here with Dunkin' Donuts? I have a confession to make. So, I've been cheating on Dunkin' Donuts this week. For some reason, I was feeling in the mood for a reduced-fat turkey bacon sandwich from Starbucks, not sponsored. And I decided to consolidate my trips in the morning and was like, you know what? I'm just gonna get my coffee from Starbucks today. So, I cheated. And I did a mobile order, and it was a flop. Someone took my sandwich, and someone took my coffee. So I had to wait in line and be like, hi, someone took my mobile order. Super awkward. Wasted another 15 minutes. It was just, ugh, I hate being that bitch that has to be like, hi, yeah, someone took it, whatever. Then this morning, I tried again, because I added $20 to my card. So I was like, gotta use it up. So is that, I shouldn't have even bothered, right? And I go and got a Trenta iced coffee with no sweetener and a splash of almond milk because I'm on a diet, which we're also going to talk about. And someone took it. And then the guy was so mean to me. He's like, there's a Trenta sitting right there. And I was like, yeah, it's for Matthew and it's with whole milk. I'm on a diet. And he was like, ugh, I can't. I feel like, ew, now I'm that bitch that complains at Starbucks, and I don't want to be that bitch that complains at Starbucks. Ew. Ah, but you know what? It tastes good, but I just, the mobile ordering experience was not, what I gotta go back to my Dunkin'. I'm a regular there. But anyway, speaking of being on a diet, another quick update for you guys. Because I talked about intermittent fasting last week on this podcast, and I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, and I'm already feeling better. So I did a weigh-in. I dropped 2 pounds, which I'm still kind of like not, it's way too early. I don't even want to follow that number yet. I really want to honestly wait for a month before I do like an actual weigh-in. But I feel better in my clothes already. So my pants just feel like, I feel less bloated. I feel less like everything's tight. It just, you know that feeling when your pants just are they like hurt? So I feel a little more comfortable and I just feel better. And it's also helping with my headaches because I really honestly think that's why I was getting the migraines, because my eating schedule was so messed up. So now that I'm kind of getting it back in line, it's really working. And it worked for me last year. I lost 30 something pounds last year when I did it. And I fixed all of my blood work for the most part, except for my liver's just fucked up, but I really need to take better care of it. So we're back on that track. But I just wanted to give you guys that update. And should I drag her? Should I drag her? To drag or not to drag? That is the question. Shakespeare 2018. You know what? Let's do it. I don't care. Whatever. So Heather Dubrow was on Watch What Happens Live this week, and they're now doing the Dubrow diet. And someone messaged me because I talked about the intermittent fasting, and they're like, oh my God, you're doing the Dubrow diet? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what? What does this have anything to do with it? And so she came to promote her new book. And so I got myself a copy, girl. Where is it? It's in my bag. And I'm like flipping through it. I'm like, what is this all about? And it's literally intermittent fasting. 16-hour fast, 8-hour eating. But she flipped the vocab. So she calls it interval eating. And she calls it like a 16-hour rest period and an 8-hour eating window. It's just like a vocab switch. And I was like, girl, you just slapped your name on intermittent fasting, 16-8, girl. That shit's all over Reddit. My doctor has me on it. Like, you didn't invent that, girl. Mm-mm, no. So now I'm joking with everyone. And I'm just like, oh, I'm on the Dubrow diet. So in 6 weeks from now or 8 weeks from now, I should just be like, hey, everybody, I did the Dubrow diet, and just tweet her. Oh my God. I can't. But literally, that's what it is. So you know what? I shade, but you know, she probably made good coin off that book. So I can't really hate, I guess. So I'm just going to, in a year from now, I'm going to call it the T. Kyle diet, and I'm going to sell you guys all a book, and I'm going to make you buy it on Amazon and pre-order it using code WIG for 30% off. Anyway, so that's that update. Final quick update, which is like mildly two announcements, but super quick. This whole thing is going to be about announcements, I feel like. So this month, end of the month, or the first week of November, I'm not sure. Follow me on Twitter at tkylemac, promo to find out. I'm going to be a guest on a Vox Media podcast. It's called Function, and I'm either the second or the third episode. So that's coming soon, and that's going to be discussing animated GIFs and copyright infringement and how digital media is changing so fast, and what are copyright laws and intellectual property laws, and how do they apply to memes and GIFs and screenshots and things like that, and just how companies are now starting to take action against people, i.e. the Olympics, which shut down a lot of that stuff. So it's, you know, high concept, high brow, which is not what I am at all. And it was cool. I had a really good conversation. I felt like they really appreciated my opinion, and a lot of people don't, because they're like, oh, you watch Housewives, you're dumb. And I'm like, T. But no, so that's coming out. And then also a very polar opposite. I told you guys I was doing another one that is a very different topic, but is very relatable to me. I'm going to be on a new candle podcast called 2 Wick Minimum that is also launching in 2 weeks. And it was really fun. Totally different than obviously, like, you know, discussing technology. But you guys know I love candles. And so on the podcast, I talk about my hauls and I explain why I have not been doing my candle hauls recently. I missed summer and I missed fall this year. But I'm coming back for winter, because essentially when I moved, I just had this huge box of candles. Spoiler alert. And I was like, oh my God, what, like, I need to use these and not have to carry around a 900,000-pound box of candles. So I'm burning through the box, and then I'm going to buy new ones. So those are coming. And then, speaking of announcements, is that where we're going to go to next? No, that's not where we're going to go to next. We're, according to my teleprompter, aka my iPhone 8 Plus, not sponsored, music. What is T. Kyle shaking his tits, which, if I follow the DeBro diet, I won't have tits in 8 weeks, because I still got them. Ugh, kill me. Oh, speaking of tits, Ashley Graham was on Watch What Happens Live this week, and I am not attracted to women in any way, shape, or form, but, like, Ashley Graham is so fucking hot, and she's so fucking cool. Like, she's just, ugh. Stunning, first of all, snatch, skinny, big tits, hips, thick. She's like 7 feet tall in heels, fierce. She's got good set of teeth. Like, she's just fucking stunning. And she's so funny. She's so funny. So watch that episode because I just love her so much. And she got to scissor with Joe Jonas. My dream. And she got to make out with him. And she's hot. I'm so jealous. But anyway, where was I? Why am I talking about tits? Why am I? Oh, what? Because I'm shaking my tits. That's why I was talking about. Sorry, guys. I'm just all over the place. I've got a lot to do today. I need caffeine. I'm running on barely any sleep, and I'm hungover. What am I shaking my tits to this week? Okay, so I'm having a dilemma, you guys. And I'm gonna be honest here. So my ear is telling me yes, and my conscience is telling me no, because I have been listening to Kim Petras all week, and it started at this party that I went to last weekend, which some of you witnessed on my Instagram stories. I was pretty drunk, and I was living. It was so fun. And they played a lot of these songs, and they were stuck in my head all week long. And so I went on Spotify and I was like, you know that gif of Wendy Williams where she's got the hat on and it's just like her whole face is shaded and you just see her being like, literally me. I was like, private session on Spotify, so I couldn't get dragged, and I was listening to it, and I just, I'm just like, because I don't want to support Dr. Luke and his future endeavors, but like, my ear is like, this is a bop. And it's stuck in my head. So I'm torn. I'm honestly torn. I don't... Do any of you have that same problem? I can't... I just don't know what to do. Because my gut is telling me, like, don't support Dr. Luke in his future endeavors. But, like, this is a bop. Fuck. It's the worst. I don't know what to do. But I've been bopping to Heart to Break or Heart to Break, Heartbreak. Want to give my heart a break. I don't know. Whatever that one is about hearts breaking is a bop. And it's been stuck in my head. And also Boo Bitch, stuck in my head. But also the new Cascade song, Tight, which is like a little, it's like a loungy bop, but you could dance to it, but you could also just like sit and, you know. So yeah, that's what I'm shaking my tits to this week. And speaking of shaking my tits, last weekend, if you saw me on Instagram stories, I shamelessly was intoxicated and I let my hair down last weekend because I, which I'll get to next, have been in my spare time editing like a madman. I have my next project is launching next week, and I probably over the course of 2 days spent, I want to say like 12 to 16 hours working on my side project in addition to my actual work week. And I was like, whatever. And we'd wrapped up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to shower. I'm going to put on some elf powder so I don't look fucking shiny. And I'm going to put my hair back and I'm going to go out. And so I went to this party and it was $25 cover, which not a fan of, was worth every single penny. It was honestly worth $50. I would have spent $50. If they raised the ticket price, I will spend $50 to go to the party again, because the DJ was so good. It was EDM remixes of So Yesterday by Queen of Pop Hilary Duff, Hey Now, Hey Now, This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, EDM, bass pumping. Like, I've never in my life heard remixes like this ever. It was so good, and I'm very particular about music when I go out. I usually only go to Brad and John's parties, John Ali, Mew Mew's, my buddies here in New York, the Gays, because they are great DJs. They play bops, and they know how to feel the crowd and get the crowd going. Brad's Britney nights are A+. Like, there was a very high bar, and the bar was met and succeeded over the bar. Not succeeded over the bar. My wig flipped over the bar, and I was so impressed, and it was so fun. I stayed to close. I thought everyone was going to fall through the roof or the ceiling of the, because it was a two-story Chinese restaurant that they just converted into a club for the night. I thought I was going to fall through the floor. I was like, you know what? If I'm going to fall through a floor and die, it might as well be flipping my hair to Breathe On Me and Songs From Glory, because it was a Britney night. So that's what I did, and it was really fun. And then, yeah, I mean, it was just, I think the next one is in November, and it's a Beyonce one. So they pick a queen of pop, and they just dedicate it to that legend, and then they mix in all other music, and it was just perfect. I loved every second of it. Oh, okay, so I'm at the 16th. I just flew through all that. I was like, oh my God, I've been rambling for an hour. I still can't get over this weird light. I don't get it. Like, why is it right here? It's like right here, and like right here, there's like shadows. I don't understand. Oh, also, I threw Britney back up in the background because someone was like, oh my God, where's your Britney cutout? No, she's still here. She was in the closet, safe and protected, overprotected in my closet, if you will. So, lastly, speaking of announcements, I have one next week. My next project launches on Tuesday. I'm trying to be careful about like what I say and what I don't say. So, you guys, if you've been following, I want to say I feel like I first mentioned this in the spring and then again in the summer because I've been working off camera, offline on this in secret, in private. There are very few people who know about this, and it's coming to light. It's coming on Tuesday. It is dropping with a very, there's a lot of content that's dropping at once. And I'm super, super, super proud of it for numerous reasons. Because one, I've been going through it. So two, this has been a creative lifeline for me. It has ignited a passion. It has ignited my curiosity. It has ignited my, what's the word for like, I always love a challenge and I always love learning something new. And so it's ignited that passion in me. And I haven't necessarily been feeling challenged and inspired and motivated in other places in my life. And so this has been an outlet for me to do it. It is 100% self-funded. It is 100% self-produced. It is 100% self-edited. Everything from the ground up, the entire project is done selfly. What's the word? It is 100% organic, self-funded, self-produced project, and I am so fucking proud of it, and I cannot wait for you guys to see it on Tuesday. It is all coming to light, and what else did I want to say about it without saying too much? Oh, it's also helped me just block out a lot of the negativity that I feel is happening in the world and in the news and in the media. It's just, I feel like there's a constant barrage of negativity, and I see it. I see so many different people being affected by it. And so for two different things here. One, I am kind of like a turtle when I feel upset or depressed. I'm like, I go into my shell and I put the wall up and I just go into some sort of creative mode. And I also feel like as a creator, I want to give something or put something out there that can help people escape for a minute or can entertain people and they can laugh. And, you know, I do not think I'm a comedian, but I do think I can make people laugh sometimes, somehow, some way via visual like things. I don't know. But I'm not a comedian. So there's sort of like the two inspirations that I've been going is one, it's helping keep me afloat, helping me stay inspired, help me stay creative. And also I really hope that people enjoy it and I feel like they will. I really feel strongly about it. I haven't felt this strong about a project since when I launched that Spice World Gifts Tumblr website, when I just surprised everyone on the 20th anniversary of Spice World. I dropped this website that was a chronological, all these gifts that have not been made on the internet at all. And I just was like, surprise, bitch, and put it out there. The same thing's happening, and I'm really excited about it. So Tuesday, stay tuned to my Twitter. That is where I'm going to be putting it out. And I'm still, this weekend's going to be an overdrive of prepping, final preparations. And I think I know what my tweet is going to be that's going to announce this. And I just have to edit it and put it together. So that's coming. And I feel like I covered everything I wanted to say about that. Oh, I guess the other thing I wanted to say about it too is I wanted to talk about the self-funded aspect of it, because sometimes a lot of people have said to me like, oh, do you make money off of YouTube doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, whatever? And most creative projects that I've done are with, I put them out with no intention of making money back from it, or, you know, I feel like there's, how do I say this? Reality TV Gifts launched as a personal project because I was making friends through Tumblr, which sounds so nerdy, but like some of you know that, and you've followed me through Tumblr, so you get it. And Spice World Gifts Tumblr was I wanted something entertaining that would get people laughing and just enjoying this movie that I love so much and this time in pop culture that I love so much, and would just bring a smile to people's faces and get people talking about the Spice Girls, which I just love them. They're my first faves ever. And my weekend chat started as a form of therapy, like sitting here and doing this camera thing and ranting and raving. You guys know I did it because I needed some sort of outlet to vent about things and talk about things. And I just hate Facebook. And even Twitter now has just gotten so negative and so nasty. And so all of these different projects that I've done have all been self-funded with no intention of ever making money or profiting or taking, you know, making you guys subscribe and pay me for like whatever. It's always just been to create and to challenge myself and learn new things, learn how to use a microphone that's sitting on top of a camera, a DSLR camera. And I made this investment this year. I bought this new camera and I bought a new mic and just other things that I've done, which I'll talk about next week. I almost revealed something, but all of this has been a huge investment for me, and it's paid off in ways that money can't buy, I guess, because I've learned new skills, and I've met new people, and it's given me new opportunities, and I think that that's so important, and I wanted to share that with you guys, because I know a lot of people sometimes, they don't want to start a creative project because they see the end result, or they don't think, you know, they're like, oh, this isn't gonna make me money and it's gonna take up so much of my free time. And is it worth it? Is it worth it? And I think it is. And so I wanted to share this with you guys because I really do think it's important to invest in yourself and invest in your passions and invest in trying new things. And if I launch this new thing next week and it flops, I'm out, you know, almost a grand. I don't care, because I personally am so proud of it, and I personally learned so, 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 so much from doing it. And so I just know that whether it's next year or whatever, however, moving forward, that it will be worth the investment and worth the things that I've learned and all of the different technical things and equipment and stuff like that. It's worth it. And that's what I want to tell people is, you know, it's worth it. Is it worth it? Is it worth $10,000? Hell yeah. I didn't spend $10,000. That's a meme. For those of you, I didn't spend $10,000. No. But that's kind of the message that I wanted to share with you guys here. is that money isn't really everything. It does not buy you happiness. Money can buy you class. Sure as hell does not buy people class. But it can really be a creative investment and a really good thing to do. So if you have a creative idea, you know, just know that it might take a couple months or a couple years even, and you might have to take a little hit out of your personal, your extra money or your savings account or whatever, but it could be worth it. It could be worth it. So I wanted to share that with people because I had a conversation with a friend last night and we were just chatting about that, you know, investing in yourself, investing in travel and investing in experiences and investing in personal projects and personal passions and investing in hobbies and stuff like that is important. And yeah, I'm Oprah. No, but that's really all I think I want to talk about that. But speaking of announcements, let me take a sip of my coffee for this one. You guys, so last night, Britney Spears announced that she'll be returning to Vegas for another 97,000 years in Vegas, her residency that has never ended. And I woke up this morning because I got drunk at dinner last night. I had 2 beers and we got a free shot from a drag queen. And I was like, whoa, like what is going on? I think it's because I've just been eating less, but I don't know. Anyway, so I woke up this morning and I was like, that was a dream. Like, did that really happen? I feel like it's 2013 all over again. I got sick in the helicopter, you know, Britney Spears making this announcement that flopped the house. And I'm like, you know, it can never get worse than that. And it did. And I woke up this morning and I was like, what is going on? So I'm going to keep my thoughts about this brief. But like that announcement last night was awful. And I'm going to tell you this. It was so poorly put together. And I don't understand why they didn't just pre-record it. Because they could have, the mess of an hour or whatever it was, 45 minutes, could have been trimmed up to actually flow good and to not be embarrassing, and they could have fixed the camera shots, and it just was a mess. It was so embarrassing. It was so awful. And I was just stunned at the lack of professionalism, and it was just so poorly produced. And I don't mean to be, like, this is the thing. I don't mean to insult anyone that probably put in a lot of work and time and money into that. But at the same time, like, I would just be so embarrassed. And I would have, I don't know. It's weird because I feel like, I look back at previous live shows, like you think about the VMAs, you know, with the snake and with, you know, Madonna's Kiss and things like these live performances that have so many elements and so many things that could go wrong and they're just done perfectly and they're live. Why is it all of a sudden that like people now can't do things live anymore? It's like, I just feel like award shows and live streams and things like that, it's like people forgot how to do it. And I'm like, why is it that years ago they were executed so well and now it's just a disaster? Like, what's happening? I don't get it. And she's pre-recorded things in the past, so at the same time, I'm like, why didn't they just pre-record something and then edit it and make it epic and just stream it for 20 minutes and then be done? And it would have been cool because there were so many elements to this that could have been cool. The projection that was on the hotel was cool. Looked really, really, really cool. And the mix was good, and the snake going through the vines, and it was cool. But then it was just ruined by these camera shots. So it was like a still frame on a tripod filming the hotel, and then they went to this other camera that was a handy cam, and it was showing silhouettes of people because there was literally, like, you couldn't see what was going on. It was people just holding their phones up. And it was a rocky Steadicam, so you couldn't see the projections anymore. And then it would go back to the Steadicam, and then it would go back to the hand cam. And it was just mess, and the cameras, and then it would cut to that host. And he would just be standing there like... And then Mario Lopez gets on the mic and is like, hello, hello, like what? And you hear the people being like, what's going on, blah, 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 blah. I was just like, what is this? It was a disaster. It was so awful. And I'm going to save my thoughts on how I feel about, like, the residency and all that for something else. It was just bad. And I don't know. I mean, will I go and see the Vegas residency? Duh. I mean, I had a blast at the other ones. I had a blast at Radio City. Like, there's no question that it will be entertaining and it will be enjoyable and it will be fun. But, like, why are they doing this to her? Like, I don't understand why they embarrass her like this. Because, granted, yes, like, I thought she should have spoke or said something. But at the same time, like, we want new music, honestly. At this point, I'm like, cool, more people get to see her in Vegas. It'll be fun. It'll give me an excuse to go out there for a weekend. And, you know, I always have fun in Vegas, you know, whatever. But I'm just like, the fans want new music at this point. And we don't ask for a lot. And we've been through the ringer and we've given free passes for so many things. I'm like, just give us a new song. Give us a new album. Give us a new music video. Like, what? Don't embarrass her by, like, throwing her into the middle of this production that's clearly not rehearsed and not well done. And then she just, like, popped up and was like, what do I do? Like, you can work around that. I don't know. They could have done a really fierce promo video, kind of like how Joy of Pepsi was a commercial for Pepsi, but had a bop song, you know what I'm saying? They could have done that. They could have come out with a new song called Domination and had a music video for it. And at the end, it was an announcement for the new residency, like song, music video, and then have her pop up with projections and play the music video and project the music video on the hotel. And then, you know what I'm saying? It could have been so much better and so much more simplified. That's the other thing too, is like, you can slay and be simple. You don't need a parade that, and then a host and a live stream and a remix and a projection and then fireworks. And then she walks down the stairs and then it goes to Mario Lopez and then it goes back to this other host. And then there's this handy cam and this steady cam and that steady cam and none of it's, you know what I'm saying? You could have served and simplified. That should be my motto, my New Year's resolutions. Keep it simple and serve. Serving simplified. I don't know. You don't need all that stuff because it was just a mess and it was just embarrassing and everyone was watching and like everyone was talking about how embarrassing it is. And I'm not a delusional stan. I stan, but I am not delusional. That was a mess. I just can't. But you know what? Also, the Britney logo is fierce. The Domination scribble is a mess. And the name, when you come out of the gate with a name like that, and I'm gonna make a bold statement here, because you guys know I am a ride or die day one, but I am not delusional. There is no one who should be using the name Domination for anything except Beyonce. And that is me being objective. Like, there's really no queen of pop out there who should be saying Domination except for Beyonce. Because Beyonce serves and she gives you A++ performances. She's on her A+ game, not just A game. She is on an A+ game at all times. Her Instagram is A+. Her looks are A+. When she shows up on stage, she gives you her A game every single night, no matter where, what city she's in, what is, like, it's always a game. But so, I'm just saying, you gotta step it up, girl. Now we're going into year 4,000 of a residency. It's time to step it up, especially if you're gonna be calling yourself Domination. That's, I feel like, all I should say at this point. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say at this point. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how this shakes out. We're gonna see what comes of this, if there's anything new, any new announcements, new music, whatever. Yeah, I think at this point, I'm just kind of, I kind of am ready for, like, if she does one more year of a residency, I wanna see a slay. I want big production. I want full, like, everything. I want, like, a dream within a dream circus tour level production that is over the top and just really, I mean, the ideas that I have are, if I could just like export them, if someone from her fucking team would just consult with me for an hour, the ideas that I have, because even if she doesn't want to dance as much as she, whatever, that's fine. You can still kill it with like a really good immersive visual production that is just a cool experience, you know? Because I can go, like, for example, last weekend I went to that Britney night. It was a blast just hearing new mixes of Britney songs and dancing and being with other Britney fans is fun in its in of itself. So there's so many things that they could do now with a vibe of like a party or an immersive experience that doesn't feel like a club that Britney fans can go. I mean, I'm not giving away my ideas for free. If you want to consult with me, Larry, you can find me on Twitter at @tkylemack. And that's really all. That's how we're going to end this chat this week. But speaking of announcements, I will see you guys on Tuesday, probably at 10 a.m. or noon. I haven't decided yet. I'm still trying to figure out my own announcement. And I hope it's not a disaster. And I hope I didn't just jinx myself. And anyway, that's all for this weekend chat. Thank you guys for watching and for subscribing here and leaving comments and sending me positive feedback. A lot of you guys are really enjoying this. And it's really just, I feel like a positive experience for me. I feel like it's helping me stay creative. It's helping me, you know, stay active. And yeah, I just feel like, you know, I'm a work in progress and this helps with it. So I will see you guys on Tuesday. And then next weekend, we will discuss all of that in depth. And yeah, thank you guys again. And I will see you guys Tuesday. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.